today's game, Junior Baseball, Washington County versus Columbus, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Thielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morelis Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Javi Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their all-star tournament games.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports, getting ready to start things off in Schulenburg, over here in beautiful Schulenburg, at this glorious little sports complex that they have here tucked away in their nice town here. And today is the first game of junior baseball, and for this game in particular, we'll have Washington County taking on Columbus. And for this game, it should be a tightly contested one, as both teams have waited to play together for quite some time. This is the first game of the Little League All-Star Series for these teams, and that should show on the field. So at the moment, we have Columbus just did their prayers over in left field, and now Washington County doing theirs in right field while Columbus warms up. And I'm sure we'll get plenty of warm-ups here from Washington County. Beautiful day for some baseball, and we're going to get to it here with first pitch scheduled at 6 p.m. And we'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch, and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
All right, back here to Schulenburg, where we're getting through our pregame here. And right now, the first pitch is scheduled for 6 p.m., and it looks like we're right on track. Got the umpires here already, just getting all the scoreboard set up and all that good stuff, making sure everybody has their gear. The teams have already headed to the dugouts. So that should mean that we're getting ready here to play, unless the coaches feel they need a little bit more warming up to do. But I did see them warming up earlier, so we should be good to go. Right now, the umpire is just having a chat with the scoreboard operators. They're getting mics set up, make sure they get good crowd noise and good music here. And in the meantime, we haven't seen what music is going to be, so that's objective up until this point. We'll see if they give us something good to listen to throughout this game. But first, we'll take a look at the weather, see what kind of weather we have for this ball game. Right now in Schulenburg, we're looking at 89 degrees at the moment with a high of 92, but that should have already passed. We'll be cooling down from here on out with a low of 71, but we shouldn't be getting anywhere near that. But it's a nice and sunny day, not a cloud in the sky above us. That's making it feel like 93 degrees according to the heat index, and not too much wind action going on. 9 miles per hour winds with gusts only up to 13 miles an hour with a humidity of 60%. Which we will consider low for the area that we're in. So perfect weather for a ball game. It's that Texas weather. And right now, Little League All-Star action getting ready to continue, getting ready to get started as this is the first junior baseball game of the year. And we have Columbus taking on Washington County here in beautiful Schulenburg, Texas at the Schulenburg Sports Complex. And while the coaches head over to the home plate to talk to the umpires and get everything situated, get shake hands, and we'll be ready to get things started here in just a moment. And we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
And coming back just in time as we're getting ready to get the starting lineups going. We're going to go ahead and go over the starting lineups for both teams here in just a second. And we'll get going with the national anthem, of course, the only appropriate way to start a ball game in these beautiful United States. So starting with the Burton lineup, or the Columbus lineup, it's number 21, Kellen Berger, leading things off. Then number 1, Caden Hill, followed by number 14, Slade Checka. Then in the cleanup spot, it's number 11, Hudson Muir. Number 7, Brassus Blunt. Number 2, Aiden Luna. Number 18, Cash Wilbert. Number 8, Greg Fitzgerald. Number 12, Lane Foster. Number 3, Charlie Barton. Number 4, Reed Stewart. And number 13, Jacob Musney. Now time for the Washington County Little League All-Stars Junior Baseball starting lineup. Leading things off is number 13, Grant Asmussen. Then it's number 34, Will Hefferly. Number 44, Hudson Frank. Number 11, Mac Ehlert in the cleanup spot. Number 20, Austin Smith. Number 27, Wes Warshak. Number 24, Owen Burke. Number 8, Joe Sawyer. Number 1, Augustine Kalanter. Followed by number 7, Cash Roberts. And number 30, Kyle Merrick to round things off in the lineup. And right on time with the applause as the air now taking the field where the announcer announces them. And where they'll be lined up, you have Smith at catcher, Hefferly at first base, Sawyer at second base, Asmussen in the shortstop position, Burke at third, Warshak in left field, Frank in center field, and Kalanter in right field. And in the dugout will be manager Smith with coaches Hefferly and Busa, ready to make the calls and guide these young men to a strong showing here today in front of these fans. And as you can hear, plenty of crowd noise as they are excited as anybody to get things going and to support their boys in this matchup against Columbus. And now that we have all the starting lineups set and ready to go, it's now time for the national anthem. Please stand and remove your caps.
Right now, if you would please rise and take the outfield as we have the national anthem.
Thank you.
And as you can hear there, plenty of support for the national anthem, and the national anthem always a good indicator that there is about to be a ball game, and honestly, no more appropriate way to get a ball game started, especially a baseball game. America's favorite pastime for as long as it's been around. And so we'll get our final announcements from the umpire, from the announcements here. Just letting everybody know of the different concessions and all the different amenities here at this sports complex in Schulenburg that truly is a great site for a ball game. Got nice natural grass fields, dirt, infield, nice and traditional setup here in Schulenburg. And over in center field, 370-foot center wall for home runs. And on the sides is 315 feet, so plenty of space in the outfield to drop some hits. And let's see if these boys can take advantage of it. But we'll be back with the first pitch after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Blueville Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Alrighty, back to Schulenburg, Texas to lead off the first inning here in the junior baseball matchup between Washington County and Columbus. And already early on, pitcher Mac Ehlert has two strikes on the board, a 1-2 count here. Lefty pitcher for Washington County, and he's going up against Kellen Berger of Columbus, right-handed batter. Now lefty on righty to get things started here. And this is going to be ripped right down the middle, but a nice grab at second base by Sawyer, who flips it over to first for the first out of the inning. And that's going to get the game going on a good note for this Washington County crowd, as they love that play. A really clean play by number 8, Sawyer, as Joe Sawyer goes across, scoops it backhanded, then turns and flips it to first base for the well-executed out there. So one out on the board, and up comes Caden Hill of Columbus. A nice breaking ball there by Ehlert, but just stays above the strike zone there. Make a 1-0 count, and this one right side will be fouled off. 1-1 coming up. And on the 1-1, a nice breaking ball there, knee high on that inside corner. Freezes up Caden Hill, and that'll make it a 1-2 count as Ehlert jumps ahead of this one. See if the lefty can make it a strikeout here. And this one's going to be hit right down that first baseline, gathering in his first baseman, Hefferly, and he's going to beat the runner to first base. Steps on the bag, a nice safe play. Two outs on the board. Two up, two down here for Washington County defensively. And that'll bring up the third batter for Columbus. That's going to be Slade Checa. Number 14, another right-handed batter. Here comes first pitch from Mueller, and a nice breaking ball there. Beautifully and plenty of movement on it. Catches that in knee-high inside corner right as it was coming down. Freezes up Checa. And here the next one, another breaking ball, trying to put it on that knee-high outside corner, but just dips under the strike zone. And you can tell these batters having a tough time with Ehlert's breaking ball as they're starting way high and then dipping beautifully, and a ton of movement going downward there as it seems to be falling off the table here. Next one is also a ball, so we'll make that 2-1. And this one down low in the dirt will make it 3-1. So first time today, Ehlert finds himself well behind the count here, 3-1. Nobody on, two outs for Washington County trying to get that last out. And this is going to be too high upstairs from Ehlert. That's going to be a fourth ball, and Checa's going to get a walk. So that puts a runner on for Columbus here in the first inning. And that brings up the cleanup man, Hudson Muir. Another right-handed batter. All righty so far for Columbus at the plate. Here comes lefty Ehlert with the pitch. And this time catches the upper part of the strike zone right on the outside corner. 0-1 to get started. Back on track for Ehlert. Outside steps Muir, but now he's quickly back in the box. And going to second base is Checa. And losing the grip on the ball there was Hefferly. Seems like he had the throw. It would have been in time to second base, but lost the handle, and that is going to be second base for Checa as he gets a stolen base. And we'll shift our focus back to Hudson Muir. That was next pitch to Hudson Muir, and this one up high, going to be another ball on the board here. Wait on the next one, he left it upstairs again. It's going to make it two balls, one strike. Bear with us as the scoreboard having technical difficulties today, so there will be no scoreboards for the crowd, so the umpire will be handy with that count. This one low and away from Ehlert is going to make it 3-1 now. Just a little glimpse into the future on that last call, but now we got it 3-1, and let's see what Ehlert has on the 3-1 pitch. And a swing and miss there by Muir on a nice breaking ball by Ehlert is going to make it 3-2, full count. His first full count of the day here in the top of the first. Runner in scoring position at second is Checa. Let's see if they can do anything with it. And that one's going to be outside from Ehlert. And that puts runners now on first and second. So after getting two outs quickly, he now has two runners on. And that's going to draw a conversation from his catcher. They'll meet on the halfway between the mound and home plate. And Ehlert wearing a ton of eye black there. It's a hot day, and he's looking like Ray Lewis with the eye black all from his eye to his jaw there. Interesting look from Ehlert. They say that eye black works pretty well. Of course, always a little intimidation factor to it as well. But nonetheless, first and second base, runners on first and second, and here Ehlert with two outs just needs one more to get out of this inning. And he puts a nice breaking ball knee-high outside to Brazos Blunt of Columbus, left-handed batter. And we'll take a look at our first lefty here for Columbus. A lefty-on-lefty matchup here for Ehlert. He gets him on the first one, knee-high outside. Next one will be knee-high outside again, 0-2. That'll get a shake of the head from Blunt as he disagrees with that call. Thinks it was maybe a little too low, but umpire gets the last call, says, no, sir, that was right perfectly on that outside corner, and that's a second strike for you. 0-2 pitch from Ehler, and this one ripped right up the middle by Blunt, and the throw's going to come into home, and that's going to load the bases and hold up Cheka on third base. But doing his job is Brazos Blunt, loading the bases, and could have been a close one at home, but with two outs, manager for Columbus decides to play it safe, holds off the runner. So bases loaded, two outs. Down to their last out to make something happen with it, but in good position to make something happen. And this one's going to be popped up for the catcher to make a play, and dropping it is going to be the catcher for Washington County. That's Austin Smith. Had a decent look at it, but it looks like it just lost it in the sun. And that's always going to be a difficulty when it's such a bright and sunny day, is that sun is right there to make it trouble for you when you have a pop-up like that one. Little catcher. And this one down low. And of course, the catcher, you always want to turn your back to the outfield and make the play. And looks like the mistake there was not turning his back. Kept his front to the infield, and that's how he lost it. He had shade behind him. But not a costly mistake as it does not score a run, but on this pop-up here by Luna, they can't make the play. They do. Good job there by the second baseman. So I apologize, that is the center fielder, Frank, coming up to make the grab. And that's going to retire the side, keeps things scoreless, and Columbus leaves the bases loaded. Good job defensively by Washington County after getting in a bit of a pickle there to get out of that one. So we'll go to the bottom of the first with no runs being scored after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
All right, and after a short break, we'll get started here for the bottom of the first inning with Washington County defensively able to strand 3 runners, leaving the bases loaded. Columbus not able to capitalize on the opportunity. 2 quick outs, and then they were able to load the bases, but not able to get that last hit to drive anybody in. They had an opportunity there on a ball that went out to center field, but that loaded the bases, and a little bit of hesitation at third base from the Columbus runners, I think, kept a run from coming in. But good play by Washington County to keep that run in, and then finishing it off with an out on the very next batter. So that's how we stay scoreless here, and already 3 left on base for Columbus. Washington County will look to capitalize on the missed opportunity from Columbus with some runs of their own. Of course, always good to make a statement in the first inning. See if they can do just that. Leading things off for Washington County is going to be number 13, Grant Asmussen. Here first one, fastball right over the plate by number 8, Fitzgerald of Columbus. And Asmussen will take that one for an 0-1 count. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and that one way up high from Fitzgerald. So one beautifully placed. The next one, looks like it almost got away from the catcher there. It was that high, right about eye level for the batter. And then Asmussen pops it up. Center field coming over to make the play is center fielder Wilbert for, that's Cash Wilbert for Columbus, running all the way from his center field position, almost into full right field to make that catch, shallow right field, we'll call it. And that's the first out of the inning. Up next is Will Hefferly up, number 34, another right-handed batter for Washington County. And that will be a swing and a miss, making it 0-2 to Hefferly. So good job here by Greg Fitzgerald to get ahead of the count, 0-2. And knee high on that outside corner for a third pitch strikeout for Fitzgerald. And that gets some arguments from the Washington County side as they feel that was not in the strike zone. But umpire, of course, has the best look at it. He says, yes, sir, that was on that outside corner, and that's a strikeout. And that'll be Fitzgerald's first strikeout of the day. And that'll bring up number 44, Hudson Frank. And he'll take the first pitch. Ball 1-0. On the 1-0 count, here's the pitch from Fitzgerald. This one, knee-high outside corner, says umpire. 1-1. And the 1-1 going to be fouled straight back. We had a couple of crowd members jump in their seat there, but don't worry, the net's going to get it, and that'll make it 1-2. And on the very next one, a nice pitch there. That's going to be a strikeout for Fitzgerald, and Columbus gets a 3-up, 3-down inning to start the ball game, keeping this one scoreless as we go to the top of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All aboard!
All right, that's one inning in the books here in Schulenburg between Washington County and Columbus in junior baseball. That's the first junior baseball game of the year, and to lead things off in the top of the second is going to be Cash Wilbert. And not only is it the first game of the year for these teams, it's the first junior baseball Little League All-Star game of the year, period. As they get the early window at 6 o'clock, will be another game at 8 later on. And so here comes number 18, Wilbert, and gotta love what he's doing here with his uniform. Of course, Columbus in the all white with the red letters and socks. And he chose to go with a blue helmet, so going with the red, white, and blue as his color combination. And Ehlert will go back out there. He's got a strikeout on the evening already and got out of a sticky situation in the top of the first. After two quick outs, he had the bases loaded and was able to get that third out before any damage was done. Here comes first pitch from Ehlert. He's got another lefty-lefty matchup against Wilbert, and he puts this one over Wilbert's head, 1-0. Wilbert didn't even have to duck to get out of the way of that one. Just one that got away from Ehlert there. Umpires holding things off, letting the batter on deck get back over to the on-deck area. Make sure he doesn't get hit by a pitch here. So 1-0 to Wilbert. Here's the next pitch, and that one almost hits Wilbert again, way inside into the batter's box. Wilbert has to back up off of that one. And I believe one that just got away from Ehlert again there, as Wilbert's not crowding the box there, but gets back on track, does Ehlert. Knee-high outside corner with a fastball. So 2-1 count now. And Ehlert now makes it 1-2 with two consecutive strikes, getting right back on track, evens up the count at 2. And this one is going to clip Wilbert here, as Cash Wilbert's going to get sent to first base on a hit-by-pitch by Ehlert. Umpire's going to come out and have a conversation with Ehlert. Just those three pitches well inside caught Wilbert on the third one. So that's going to send a runner at first with a walk. And up comes Fitzgerald. So pitcher-on-pitcher matchup here. And going to steal second is Wilbert, and he will get there with the throw not in time. That's going to be a stolen base, a second stolen base for Washington, for Columbus. And a swing and a miss there by Fitzgerald. Nice pitch from Ehlert there to get a strike. Puts it on that inside corner beautifully. Next one will be outside from Ehlert. Should make the count 1-2 here. And up steps the infield. No outs. Fitzgerald did show bunt on the first pitch he saw, and this one will be too low under the strike zone. Ehlert trying to catch the bottom end of it, and that'll make it 2-2, evening up the count for Fitzgerald. Pitcher matchup here. Fitzgerald the righty for Columbus, and Ehlert the lefty for Washington County, and in this first at-bat, it'll be Ehlert getting the best of Fitzgerald as he gets himself a strikeout there with a nice breaking ball. Gets Fitzgerald to go down swinging, and that'll be Ehlert's second strikeout of the day. Up next to bat is going to be Lane Foster, number 12 for Columbus. But first, Ehlert's going to fake a throw over to second base just to keep Wilbert at second. We saw he's got some wheels on him if he wants to steal. And then Ehlert comes in with a nice breaking ball there. He's been beautiful with that on the lower corners. He leaves this one over the plate on the lower end of the strike zone. 0-1. And a swing and miss by Foster will make it 0-2. But stealing third is Wilbert as he takes advantage of a ball that got past the catcher there. So now that puts a runner on third for Columbus. Wilbert doing a good job with the base running. But Ehlert's ahead 0-2 on Foster here. He's One more strike to get him out of there, and this one's going to be too far inside, says the umpire. Puts the ball on the board. And the crowd encouraging Mac Ehler. He just needs one more strike, so one pitch away from a second out. And this one's going to be outside, so last one went inside. This one, a little bit of an overcorrection, goes outside. And here the pitch, too high for Foster. That's going to fill up the count. So full count to Foster from Ehler here. And this one's going to be ripped into center field, and that's going to open up the scoring here as Wilbert will jog in from third base. And that's going to be an RBI single. Lane Foster coming in and doing his job with one out. Gets an RBI single, brings in Wilbert after he stole second and third base. And with only one out, that'll bring up Charlie Barton. So Columbus scoring the first run of the ball game, and they'll take a one-run lead. And Ehler back on it with another strike on that knee-high outside corner. 0-1 to Barton. Lefty on lefty, Barton lefty for Columbus. And this one too far inside, 1-1. And Lane Foster hanging out on first base. Doesn't look like he has any intentions of stealing. And a swing and miss by Barton. Nice pitch from Ehler to get him to swing on that one. That puts a second strike on the board. And a high, high pitch, but Barton swings at it. But the ball gets past the catcher, so the throw will have to be in time to first. And it is, and that's going to put a second out on the board, but does advance Foster to second. Now runner in scoring position for Columbus on second base. Two outs here again for Washington County. And up to bat is number four, Reed Stewart of Columbus, right-handed batter. And Washington County able to get away with one there as the ball got past number 20, Smith. And it looks like Charlie Barton hesitated, and that's why he wasn't able to get to first in time. But good job by Smith to hustle up and get that throw to first. And on the very first pitch to Stewart, that would be a strike on that lower part of the strike zone there. 0-1. And Ehler has done a great job of getting ahead of these counts. This one outside, though, 1-1. One pitch and a swing and miss from Stewart will make it 1-2 as Ehler jumps back ahead of the count. And runner on second is Foster, and a swing and miss there by Stewart. Ehler with a nice breaking ball gets Stewart to go down swinging, and that retires the side, but Columbus able to take the one-run lead with a score by Cash Wilbert of Columbus. And they'll be looking to respond here in the bottom of the second after we come back from a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Bob. No, not your dad's friend Bob who let you play with fireworks or that famous actor Bob. I'm a Breakfast Bob. Specifically, a breakfast on a bun from Whataburger. B-O-B Bob. I'm made to order with a fresh cracked egg, melted cheese, and the best sausage you've ever had. I'm nothing like those other Bobs. I'm better because I'm there for you. From late nights to early mornings, whenever you need a delicious pick-me-up. Can those other Bobs say that? Nope. Come see me at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, Boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Columbus was just able to take a one-run lead over Washington County in the top of the second after Cash Wilbert of Columbus stole second, stole third, and then was driven in by an RBI single from Lane Foster. But this Washington County side has done good to limit the damage as they have stranded four Columbus runners on base. And they'll be looking to get a runner in themselves. It was the top of the second where they scored, so they'd have a chance to respond here and even things up before we go to the third and maybe even take the lead. Let's see what Washington County has up their sleeve. And coming up to bat is going to be Ehlert. Or Ehlert, I apologize. And Ehlert on the very first one is going to pop it up, and that one will fall into foul territory. No harm on the foul. 1-0 count, or 0-1 count. Well, Mac Ehlert, the lefty. Oh, and I just heard somebody in the crowd, so it is Ehlert. I'll make sure to keep it going as Ehlert. And Ehlert's going to rip this one right over the glove of second baseman and into right field for an RBI single to start things off here. Hoping it was an RBI single, but he leads things off, so leadoff single. Just as I get Ehlert's name right, he gives me a hit, and that puts a runner on for Washington County. So as he leads things off with a single, up next comes number 20, Austin Smith. First the pitcher, now the catcher for Washington County. Let's see if they can go back-to-back for some hits here. And this one's going to be knee-high for a strike, 0-1. And honestly, a beautiful hit there by Mac Ehlert. Put it right over the glove of second baseman Jacob Musney and right into right field. That's how you get yourself a base hit to lead things off. So here comes the 0-1 count to Austin Smith. And again, Fitzgerald getting another one on that bottom part of the strike zone, 0-2. And on that pitch, Mac Ehlert advances to second, so stolen base for Washington County. And that's a... Oh, they're going to call one of those. Thought he pointed over for a strike, but that was one of those was a ball, so 1-2 count now to Austin Smith. Just going to keep going here. And he's going to pop this one over onto the roof of the tin roof here in the stands. And that'll keep him alive in the count. 1-2. He's got a runner in scoring position. That's his pitcher, Mac Ehlert. And a nice curveball there by Fitzgerald. Stays up high and makes it a 2-2 count. Nice curveball, but not nice enough. Evening up the count here for Austin Smith, 2-2. And the next one's going to fill up the count, 3-2. And Mac Ehlert over on second base taking a nice big lead from second, trying to get to third. You can tell he wants it. He already stole second. Being that's how Columbus scored. They stole second and stole third. Washington County looking to repay the favor, but no need here as Austin Smith gets one outside. And must have missed one there. Now it's a full count. And Austin Smith going to pop this one right side. That's going to go foul, and he'll stay alive with a full count. Austin Smith looking to drive his pitcher in here. Smack Ealer on second. He's going to rip one right down the middle. That'll fall in. But good job by Cash Bill Gilbert to come up from center field. But he's going to put that one over the head of the catcher, and that'll allow Mac Ehler to come in and score a run for Washington County, tying up this ball game. They respond in the bottom of the second. We got ourselves a tie ball game, 1-1, after Cash Gilbert of Columbus skied a throw to home, and that allowed Mac Ehler to come in and score. And now, and Austin Smith gets all the way to third base, and that'll be an RBI for him. So a nice RBI double there from Austin Smith allows him to get to third base on the error, and the score comes in on the error. And we're tied up one apiece here with no outs and a runner on third for Washington County. So they're in prime position to get another run in and take the lead. And that's going to bring up number 27, Wes Warshak, with a tie ball game and a runner on third. And that'll be ace. That'll be one inside that Warshak has to get out of the way of. Lefty Warshak for Washington County. And this one, a swing and miss from Warshak. It's going to make it. Going to put a strike on the board here. That one up in the strike zone and had plenty of movement on it left to right. Warshak not able to judge it. And that puts it gives him a strike on the swing and miss. And next one, he will foul back. That puts a second strike on the board. Warshak only one strike left to work with here. He's looking to get a base hit, any kind of base hit. Scores a run from Austin Smith, who's at third right now. And this is going to be ripped into left field, and that's exactly what they need. That one falls fair into left field. Austin Smith comes in to score, and Washington County is going to have their crowd erupt here as they have just taken the lead, 2-1 over Columbus, and that was a beautiful hit down the left side. The lefty, Warshak, rips that one left side and under the opposite field, and it falls right between the third baseman and left fielder beautifully for an RBI single. And on the very next one, it's going to be number 24, Owen Burke, who pops it up, and that's going to be collected by second baseman Jacob Musney for the first out of the inning. So now Washington County has taken the lead, and with only one out, have a runner on first. And up to bat is number 8, Joe Sawyer. Sawyer has shown us some good stuff defensively. This is his first opportunity at the plate. Let's see what he has for us. He would carry that momentum to the plate, and the first one outside as Sawyer shows bunt. This one goes low and away to make it 1-0. This Washington County crowd has definitely shown up for their boys today, making plenty of noise out there. And on the pickoff attempt, it's going to be a rundown situation over at first base. And Wes Warshak trying to make the best of it here. He's going right. He's going left. He's going back right. Now he's getting caught in a rundown. He's trying to slide in time and not in time. Columbus executes the rundown in. Executes the rundown situation to perfection and gets a second out on the board. And that may be a costly pickoff for Washington County as they caught Wes Warshak just a little bit too far off the plate there. He gets caught in the rundown. That puts a second out on the board. And now back to Joe Sawyer, this time with no runners on and two outs instead of one. This one will be up high. Should make it a 2-0 count to Sawyer. And this one down low. Sawyer jumps ahead, 3-0. You'll get a couple of signals from Manager Smith. And let's see what Sawyer got told to do here. And this one up high, a four-pitch walk for Joe Sawyer. But thankfully, Fitzgerald was able to get the pickoff at first, so that keeps a runner on first. And now two outs. Up comes number one, Augustine Kalanter. Joe Sawyer getting ready on first. He's going to take a big lead, but it's got to be careful, as we've seen. Fitzgerald is definitely good to get a pickoff. So I'm certain he'll be more cautious over there on first base than Warshak. Had a big old lead, and that's why he got caught. And next pitch by Kalanter will be fouled left side, 1-1 count. Augustine Kalanter, a lefty, and one of many lefties we've seen for Washington County. Good mix of lefties and righties on both of these lineups. And a pitch up high, Kalanter. A little bit of a chase on that one, as that one was over the strike zone. He swings on it. He's going to squat down here, maybe to shrink the strike zone for the umpire. And another pickoff attempt at first base. This one unsuccessful from Fitzgerald. As Sawyer able to get back on time standing up. No need for a slide. You see he's got that glove on his left hand, showing that he may be thinking about getting a base here, but no, it'll be Kalanter going down, swinging for a strikeout. And that'll put the last out on the board for the inning. But Washington County in the bottom of the second, able to respond to Columbus's run and take the lead. 2-1 as we go to the top of the third after a word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
All right, as we'll get started here in the top of the third inning, Washington County going to have a pitching change. Mac Ehler comes out, so that'll do it for his day. Goes out with two strikes and two walks, and solid outing there as he got out of a bases-loaded situation in the first, and he comes out with his team leading 2-1, and he was a big part of that as he scored Washington County's first run of the game, being driven in by an Austin Smith RBI. And the pitcher coming in for Washington County is going to be Hudson Frank, number 44, right-handed pitcher here. So we go from a lefty to a righty on the mound. And this pitch outside from Frank on his very first one, but showed plenty of velocity there. 1-0 count. He's batting to Jacob Musney here. Musney. Next one will be outside again, 2-0. Comes Hudson Frank with his third pitch, and this one going to be ripped left side with a nice play made there by number 24, Owen Burke. The third baseman scoops it up, flips it to first, and that'll be the first out of the inning to Will Hefferly. And he flips it to Will Hefferly for the first out. So very quickly here for Hudson Frank, gets his first out on his first batter. And now that brings us back to the top of the order for Columbus with Kellen Berger. And this one, a nice ball in the outside zone, an outside corner for Hudson Frank. Going to make it 0-1 as he gets ahead of this one. And next one will stay up high for him, 1-1. Washington County crowd showing plenty of noise out here today as they erupted on those two runs to take the lead. This one down in the dirt gets past Austin Smith. So 2-1 count now. Hudson Frank got behind on his last batter and got a ground ball for an out. Let's see if he can make it happen again here as he falls even further behind, 3-0. We'll have to battle back here. He'll wind up. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Ooh, and he's going to hit the batter with that one. Berger takes one right on the behind there, and he'll get first base for it. So Hudson Frank's first walk comes on his second batter, and now we'll get the second batter in the order for Columbus. That's going to be number one, Caden Hill. And first one, nice in that bottom part of the strike zone for Frank. 0-1. Jumps ahead of this count. And Hudson Frank showing plenty of velocity. Definitely a little less movement than Ehlert, but plenty of speed on his pitches. A little too much speed for Austin Smith on that one as that one in the dirt gets past him. And that will allow the runner to advance to second. So now Columbus has a runner in scoring position at second base and only one out on the board with Caden Hill at the plate. And this one will be fouled back by Caden Hill to put a second strike on the board, 1-2. And that runner got on Kellen Berger with a hit by pitch and then able to get to second on the wild pitch. And this one popped up by Hill will be a foul ball as that will land on the tin roof above the stands. Plenty of noise made by that, and that'll keep him alive in the count. 1-2. Hudson Frank is affectionately being called by the crowd Huddy. They want Huddy to get a strike here. He does it for him. Perfect on the knee-high inside corner. Gives the crowd exactly what they want, and they'll give him a cheer for it. And that's his first strikeout of the game. Now with two outs, up comes Slade Cheka with a runner in scoring position at second. It'll be a pickoff attempt there by Frank at second. Unsuccessful, but good enough to get the runner back to the bag. But Gellenberger will take his lead again. Frank will give him a stare down here and get back to the batter. And this one up high over the head of the batter. But good job by Austin Smith there to block it. Snag that one out of the air before it goes against the backstop and gives the runner third. And Hudson Frank going to try another pickoff attempt here. And just a hair too late on the tag is shortstop Grant Asmussen. Looked like a close one there at second base for a pickoff of their own for Washington County. And this one's going to be fouled right side. So staying alive. Getting another strike on the board here is Slade Cheka. Makes it a 1-1 count. Hudson Frank going to look back at second again. Look him off. Here comes the pitch. And this one perfectly on that upper inside corner. The fastball from Hudson Frank makes it 1-2 now. So one strike away from getting out of this inning with two outs and a runner on second. Here comes the 1-2, and this one fouled back. Looks like it came off of the umpire or the catcher there. I think they have plenty of gear as that one came in with some heat from Hudson Frank. But that'll keep Cheka alive as he fouls this one off. 1-2. Here comes Hudson Frank with a breaking ball. He's going to get it, and that's going to be what this crowd needed. And they're going to love it as they cheer on Hudson Frank, or like they've been calling him, Huddy. And he gets himself the third strike. He gets himself a third out in this inning, retires this Columbus side, and preserves their one-run lead. 2-1 ball game in favor of Washington County as we go to the bottom of the third after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Hi friends, Gary Durnberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
All right, as we get ready for the bottom of the third inning, it'll be Fitzgerald still on the mound for Columbus. He's got himself three strikeouts on the day so far, and he'll be fading first to lead things off in this bottom of the third. Cash Roberts, number 7 for Washington County. Righty against righty here. The righty Fitzgerald against the righty Cash Roberts. And first one up high, a pitch up high and a swing and miss from Cash Roberts there. Big swing, but a big miss, unfortunately. Makes it 0-1. And on the next one, almost identical situation. This time Fitzgerald puts a breaking ball on Roberts and gets him to swing again. 0-2. Cash Roberts will need to fight back in this at-bat. And he'll almost get hit by that one. So almost gets bailed out of an 0-2 count there. But he is able to duck under it just in time and gets 1-2 count. Loading up for the 1-2 is Fitzgerald, and this one on that upper outside corner, and Cash Roberts steps off in frustration. That's going to be a strikeout for Fitzgerald, his fourth of the day, as he steps over to the dugout. Cash Roberts will head over to the dugout, and that will bring up number 30, Kyle Mark. Another right-handed batter for Washington County. One out on the board. And this one fouled off by Mark just barely, as he looked like he was checking his swing, but Fitzgerald able to catch the tip of his bat there and make it 0-1 on a pitch that really should have been 1-0. And next one will be a swing and miss by Mark, making it 0-2 as Fitzgerald jumps ahead 0-2 on his second straight batter. That'll put that one over the plate nicely. And this one outside will even up the count at 2. Good eye there by Mark to look that one off. And this one outside, this one in a knee-high outside corner will make it a second strikeout for Fitzgerald. Fifth of the day. And he's got 2 up, 2 down with strikeouts. We'll go back to the top of the order here with Grant Asmussen. Grant Asmussen will take the first one for a strike, 0-1. Next one way outside, almost a wild pitch there. Good job by Hudson Muir Caden Hill of Columbus to get in front of that one and snag it before it gets past him. Wouldn't have caused any damage, but showing off the reflexes there. And this one ripped right down the middle of Asmussen. It's going, it's got some legs, but Cash Wilbert able to track it down for the third out of the inning. That's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Columbus with 2 strikeouts by Fitzgerald. And that's a quick third inning. That's a quick bottom of the third, and we'll go to the top of the fourth after a word from our sponsors with Washington County leading 2-1.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish never
the homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right
now. The good old days are being made right now. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Round Top Mercantile Company.
Mr. Winchild in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Winchild prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Winchild crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
All right, now we get started here, top of the fourth inning, where Hudson Frank takes the mound again after coming in relief of Mac Ehlert. and he had himself a solid last inning. Both teams did. It was a quick third inning after both teams scored runs in the second. It's 2-1 in favor of Washington County. And in the third, almost identical innings as both pitchers got two strikeouts, only difference being that that Columbus left a runner on. So that brings us to the top of the fourth with Hudson Frank pitching to number 11 of Columbus, Hudson Muir. And first one will be up high from Hudson Frank, 1-0 count. And next one again, a ball 2-0. See if he can find the strike zone on the third pitch here. He's had a good day so far. He's coming in for one inning. He's already got two strikeouts. And he does exactly that on his third pitch. Puts it knee high on that outside corner for a 2-1 count. Beautiful pitch there by Hudson Frank to get back on track after two balls. And here comes the 2-1 count. And this one too low for the liking of the umpire. 3-1. Hudson Muir of Columbus jumps ahead of the count here. And knee-high outside corner evens it up, fills up the count 3-2 as Hudson Frank does a great job of fighting back into this one against Hudson Muir. Full count pitch, here it comes, and this one's going to be right down the right side, and a small little blooper that's able to be caught by Will Hefferly at first base, takes a couple steps to his right, and snags that one out of the air. First out of the inning on the first batter, one up, one down for Washington County defensively. Hudson Frank on the full count gets an out. Did a beautiful job of fighting back in that one after falling behind 3-1. First one to the next batter will be upstairs, and that's Brazos Blunt, left-handed batter for Columbus at the plate. Next one is a ball that gets way past the catcher there. 2-0 count. Umpire taking his time, and now he'll get ready again. 2-0. Gives us the signal, and he's back in his spot, ready to go. Here comes pitch from Hudson Frank, and that'll make it 3-0. So an outside gets past, wild pitch that gets past Austin Smith there. Let's see if Hudson Frank, he fell behind in the last one, 3-1, so here another opportunity to fight back. But first, Austin Smith's going to come out and call time and have a chat with his pitcher there. So quick conference on the mound. It's going to be catcher Austin Smith, pitcher Hudson Frank, and third baseman Owen Burke. And just a quick one, as everybody's already heading back to their positions on the infield. And we're ready to get going again. 3-0, and Hudson Frank does his job there, puts it on the lower part of the strike zone to make it 3-1. See if he can fight back and fill up this count with another strike here. Or even better, a ground out, and no, that one will be outside for a walk instead. So Blunt will take his base. And with one out, Columbus now has a runner on, and up comes number 2, Aiden Luna. Right-handed batter for Washington County. And as I say that, Coach Smith is going to come up and have a chat with his pitcher here. And we'll see if it's going to be a pitching change or not. Looks like it may just be a conversation. He's going to give him a tap on the chest. Let him know you're doing good. Just need to work on getting ahead of these counts. As we've seen him fall behind on 2 now, 3-1 and 3-0. Just having a conversation about his control. He's not going to doesn't look like he's going to take the ball from him. So he's going to stay out there on the mound most likely here. And yes, he will. Just a quick conference with the team on the mound. Let them know what needs to happen here. They're holding on to a very narrow one-run lead. And they're now with a runner on first. The right plays need to be made to maintain that lead here in the top of the fourth. So up back in the batter's box steps Aiden Luna. Staggered stance there. And he gets ready again. Hudson Frank going to deliver here. And a nice pitch on that inside corner. Puts a strike on the board. Hudson Frank, heeding the words of his coach, gets back in the strike zone. And a pickoff attempt here at first, and coming, getting back standing up is Blunt. Unsuccessful pickoff attempt. And now Hudson will focus back on the batter here. And this one, Aiden Luna, a soft chopper that not able to be corralled by Owen Burkett, stepping up from third base. Just barely slips out of his glove on an awkward bounce there on the infield dirt. And so that allows the runner to get on. So now runners on first and second. And up comes Cash Wilbert, who we saw score the first run of the ball game for Columbus in that top of the second inning. He's got a nice bat, but he's also very fast on the bases. He's going to pop this one up. It's in foul territory, but it looks like it's going to stay in playable territory. But number 34, Will Hefferly, not able to corral that ball as it comes down. Just a hair out of his reach. Looks like he may have lost it in the sun. There's still plenty of sun out here. And plenty of wind as well, as the wind has definitely picked up from when we started. When we started, the winds were just under 10 miles an hour. And it looks like they're still about the same, but we're getting a gust here, which should be around 13, 14 miles an hour. It looks like that may have affected the play there on that high pop-up. But 0-1 count here to Wilbert. Now this pitch outside will make it 1-1. But got to love the hustle there from Will Hefferly. He definitely attempted to make that play, hustled over from his first base position all the way almost by the catcher. And this one outside, 2-1. And we started this game, the shade was almost non-existent, but now pretty much the entire home plate area under shade here, but the rest of the field still sunny as can be. And Cash Wilbert pops this one up again in foul territory. And coming up is Owen Burke. And again, that one's going to fall foul there for no harm and no out there. Cash Wilbert getting away with two there, to be honest. As he popped both of those out, first one into the right side foul territory over by first base, and that one falls in harmlessly for a foul ball. And then this one to the left side third base territory, a foul. So still puts two strikes on the board. So Hudson Frank one strike away from getting him out of there. And this one up high is going to give Wilbert a walk and load the bases again for Columbus. Now, the last time we saw the bases loaded for Columbus, Washington County did a great job of stiffening up and getting all the runners out. Now, last time it was with two outs. This time, only one out. And after a missed opportunity to get an out on two foul balls that were playable, they allow the runner to get on with the walk, and up comes Coach Smith again. And it looks like this time he may be taking the ball from Hudson Frank, and we'll see another pitching change. Not confirmed yet. Coach Smith does have the ball in his hand, but still having a conversation with Frank at the mound, and we will have a pitching change. So as we allow them time to make a pitching change, we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
So we've confirmed the pitching change here, and it's going to be Grant Asmussen, leadoff man for Washington County, coming in for Hudson Frank. And Asmussen has a few warm-up pitches in, a quick conversation with his catcher, Austin Smith, and we should be ready to go here. So situation is top of the fourth inning, Washington County leading 2-1, and bases loaded for Columbus here in the top of the fourth, with only one out. And Asmussen gets to work here quickly. Puts a nice slider in there for a strike. He's going up against the pitcher Fitzgerald of Columbus. So pitcher on pitcher action here. And Washington County in need of an out. And there we go from Asmussen. He gets to work quickly here. First two pitches get strikes. That makes a 0-2 count here to Fitzgerald. He jumps ahead. Let's see if he can finish it off with another. And this one, a nice curveball. Looked like it was going to hit Fitzgerald in the head and breaks into the strike zone for a third pitch strikeout for Asmussen to get the out that Washington County needed. Now they just need one more to get out of a bases-loaded situation for the second time in this ballgame. And he keeps them coming here. Knee-high outside corner, 0-1. And the batter, Lane Foster, does have a hit already in this ballgame. This one, a breaking ball, will stay outside for Asmussen. And on his fifth pitch, we get his first ball. But you can't fault him. He's done a fantastic job from what we've seen here so far. Coming out slinging. And this one low and away, getting Foster, trying to get Foster to chase one there. 2-1 count. And off the 2-1 pitch, this one outside. Asmussen seems to have lost the strike zone a little bit here. And that's going to make it a 3-1 count. So he falls behind, but let's see if he battle back here. Does just that. Puts it right there on that outside corner. And Foster steps away in frustration as he knew that was one he had, but seems to be heading to the dugout, but that was only the second strike. Full count. Full count, Foster. Don't give up yet. So I'm sure Washington County would love to see him go out here with the bases loaded and two outs. And that's going to be on the very next one. Asmussen puts it on that knee-high outside corner just perfectly. And that's going to retire the side. So with bases loaded and only one out, they go to Asmussen on the mound with a pitching change. And he comes in and gets the two outs they need to get out of another bases loaded situation. And with those three runners left on base for Columbus, they're now up to eight runners left on. All right, so Asmussen comes up big for Washington County there. They'll get out of the top of the fourth with the base leaving the bases loaded and stranded for Columbus. We'll be back for the bottom of the fourth after a word from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today.
Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batters Box.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
All right, as we get started, bottom of the fourth inning coming up. Washington County able to preserve their two to one run lead here, as they had Columbus had bases loaded, but they leave them loaded due to the great pitching of Osmussen. He comes in with only one out and bases loaded and gets two outs via strikeout. And to lead things off here is Hefferly for Washington County, and first one up high, and this one's going to catch that knee-high outside corner, 1-1. And this one over the head of Will Hefferly there, 2-1 count. He jumps ahead of this one. And on the break, we've just now had the presence of some young ladies cheerleading with pom-poms in the stands. So this one, knee-high inside corner, 2-2, evens up the count. But not that Washington County needed any help with the noise. They've been playing, making plenty of noise, but it's just going to be that much more now. A lot more energy coming from the Washington County side in the crowd here. About a half dozen cheerleaders out here now. And on a pitch inside, Hefferly checks his swing, but it comes off his bat. And that's going to be a foul ball to keep it 2-2. Just unfortunate bat placement there. Nonetheless, 2-2 count. Fitzgerald still on the mound for Columbus. This is going to be fouled right side hard that way. Plenty of power there from Hefferly, but just a little late on the swing. Pushes it right. And on the very next one, way inside, Hefferly has to get out of the way of that one. Full count for him now. So with the full count, see if he's going to get a hit or if Fitzgerald's going to get himself an out. Let's see what happens here. And this one's going to be popped up beautifully by Hefferly. That one falls in right over the head of the second baseman, Jacob Musney of Columbus. And that'll give him a single to lead things off here. So a leadoff single by Hefferly is going to bring up Hudson Frank, number 44, a left-handed batter for Washington County. And the cheerleaders will give him his walkout, and here comes Hudson Frank. And he's going to pop this one up left side, and that one should go out of play. 0-1. Hudson Frank just a little bit under that one. Pushes it left and way up high. 0-1 count, and here comes Fitzgerald. He's going to look over to first base, but not much of a lead there by Hefferly. And this one fouled up again, almost identically here by Hudson Frank, 0-2. And the cheerleaders are going strong. And Hudson Frank need to fight back in an 0-2 count here. He's falling behind, but nothing he can't get away from. And this wild pitch gets past the catcher, and that's going to give second base to Will Hefferle. So with no outs, a runner in scoring position for Washington County. And Hudson Frank on the mound, 1-2 count. And on deck is number 11, Mac Ehlert. And this one outside will make it 2-2. Frank fighting back here. Not going to make it easy for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald steps inside on the box here with a staggered stance. Up high in the box. Up and inside. This one up top. Going to fill up the count, and Frank is all the way back. So Hudson Frank with a full count here after falling behind 0-2. Great discipline to look off these balls. And unfortunately a swing and miss on the next pitch. It's going to give the strikeout to Fitzgerald as he wins the at-bat. But a hard fought at-bat from Hudson Frank there. Puts it out on the board with a runner on second for Washington County. And Mac Ehlert comes out, and Cheerleader is calling him a hefty lefty, but pretty slender young man, to be honest with you. But he's showing that he's got plenty of pop in that bat. Already has a hit here today and scored the first run for Washington County. He takes the first one upstairs. Swing and miss on the first one. And next one will make it 0-2 as he swings on one up and away. But Mac Ehlert on his first hit did do so with a two-strike count. No stranger here, 0-2. And he's going to foul this one. Stays alive, 0-2. And the crowd absolutely loving the chants here from the cheerleaders. 0-2 count for Mac Ehlert. And he's going to pop this one into center field, but a little too much air under it as Cash Wilbert's able to get under that one and get the out. So two outs on the board after a leadoff single. Runner on second in scoring position for Washington County. And up comes Austin Smith, who had the first RBI for Washington County. He's already shown an ability to drive runners in. Let's see if he can drive his teammate in here. That's Will Hefferle over on second. And first one will be a swing and miss from Smith on a breaking ball by Fitzgerald. And crowd wants a hit here. Preferably an RBI, but anything will do. But instead, Austin Smith's going to take this one. It catches that knee-high outside corner on a nice pitch from Fitzgerald. And that one, a pitch inside, jams Austin Smith up as he tries to check his swing, but he did go around, and that makes it a third out for Columbus. As in the bottom of the fourth, they keep this a 2-1 ball game in favor of Washington County as we go to the top of the fifth after a word from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine in on and off the field.
All right, getting ready for the top of the fifth inning here in Schillenburg, Texas, where we're at the sports complex and take a look at the first junior baseball. Little League All-Stars game of the year. It's Washington County taking on Columbus, and we got ourselves a ball game here. 2-1, Washington County leads, and up to bat is Columbus in the top of the fifth. And right now, Grant Osmussen getting ready on the mound. He came up big in the last inning for this Washington County team, as Columbus had bases loaded. With one out, Osmussen came in and got two quick strikeouts. And as the boys warm up there, the cheerleaders will keep the energy up. As the Washington County crowd has calmed down a little bit here, the cheerleaders have definitely picked up the slack. Keeping the noise up, keeping the energy up. And now the Columbus side has filled up a little bit. When first started, it was definitely a lot more of a Washington County crowd. And while that still is the case, more Columbus supporters have shown up. So as we get started here, to lead things off for Columbus is going to be Barton. That's number three, Charlie Barton, left-handed batter against the righty Osmussen. And he's got a 2-0 count as this pitch goes inside. So Barton jumps ahead here, and he's going to jump way ahead here, 3-0, as this one well inside. Barton has to get out of the way of that one. And Osmussen came in clutch, throwing plenty of strikes when he first came in, but seems to have lost the strike zone here a little bit. See if he can find it again here, down 3-0 on the count. He does just that, knee-high outside corner with a breaking ball. It makes it 3-1. And that's more of what we've seen from him so far. And a swing and miss. He's going to make this count full. Fights all the way back. Got ourselves a full count here between Osmussen and Charlie Barton. So Grant Osmussen, one strike away from fighting back from a 3-0 count. And this one's going to be fouled back, so we'll keep going. Good job by Charlie Barton there to stay alive. We'll wait for a ball to come in, and umpire steps off for a second. I think that one came off of him, so he's just taking a beat, catches breath. Looks like that one hit him in the hand, maybe. So we'll get back here to the at-bat, full count. Lead-off hitter here, Charlie Barton against Grant Osmussen. Full count, pitch too high from Osmussen. That's going to be a walk. His first of the ball game. So that puts Charlie Barton on first base, and up comes number four, Reed Stewart for Columbus. The tying run is on first, and Reed Stewart represents the leading run. And this one, low and outside from Osmussen. you know, get some words of encouragement from the crowd. As puts another ball outside, and this one beautifully on that upper outside corner. Evens up the count on Reed Stewart, 1-1. Looking to get back on track here is Osmussen. He's going to try a pickoff at first. Not in time, as getting back standing up is Charlie Barton. Osmussen will take another quick peek over at first, but get back to the batter. Here comes the pitch. And this one, just a hair outside, says the umpire. 3-1. Or 2-1, I apologize. And on the 2-1, a swing and miss. We'll even it up at 2. And Stewart slow on that swing. As you can see, he probably thought he should have checked it there. Just hesitated a bit. And now he'll choke up on the bat. Shorten his swing. And try to get a base hit here. And this one up. This one outside from Osmussen. Puts another ball up there. Number 13, Osmussen. Here comes the pitch, and this one fouled right side. Will go harmlessly off the roof of the opposite field dugout, where it looks like Twin Cities is waiting to warm up as they'll play in their the 8 o'clock game here today. So staying alive in the count with the foul ball is Reed Stewart. And then on the very next one, Osmussen puts it knee-high on that inside corner. Beautifully freezes up Reed Stewart. Catches him looking for a strikeout. That is Osmussen's third strikeout since he's come in relief of Hudson Frank. He'll try another pickoff attempt, but this one, no danger there for the runner. As the runner was just barely off the bag, just had to take about one step to his left to get back on the bag. And up comes number 13, Jacob Musney. Outside pitch from Osmussen, makes it a 1-0 count. As he shifts his focus back to the batter. And this one, ground ball up the middle to the shortstop. Grant, to the shortstop, gets flipped over to second, and that'll put an out on the board. And that was Hudson Frank making the grab and flipping it to second baseman Joe Sawyer for the out. And that's the first out of the inning, and Osmussen right back on track with another strike there. Back to the top of the order for Columbus, Kellen Berger, whose last time out got put on base with a hit by pitch and was one of the runners that got left on in that bases loaded situation. Another pickoff attempt at first, unsuccessful, and we'll get back to the at-bat here. Osmussen out slow and outside, 1-1. Runner on first for Columbus after the fielder's choice to second. One out, one runner on. 0-1-0 count. And this one will make it 2-0, almost identical there, just above the dirt, low and away. Osmussen will take another peek at first, but no pickoff attempt this time. He'll take another peek and get back to the batter. Winds up. Here's the pitch. And this one on the upper part of the strike zone beautifully on that upper outside corner. Gets back in this count 2-1. Still behind, though. Looking to battle back, which he has shown a tremendous ability to do. And he'll get a nice swing and miss on a breaking ball by Berger. And that'll be a strikeout for Osmussen as he gets his fourth strikeout of the day and retires this side, keeping a 2-1 lead for his team. And we'll be back for the bottom of the fifth, where Washington County will be looking to add some insurance runs after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, coming back to Schillenberg, where it's now time for the bottom of the fifth inning. Washington County leading 2-1 over Columbus in this first game of the Junior Little League All-Star Baseball season. And still going to be Greg Fitzgerald on the mound for Columbus as he takes his warm-up pitches here. And him, he's having himself a solid day, already 7 strikeouts in 5 innings. Or in 4 innings. He's getting ready for his fifth here. And lead things off for Washington County will be number 27, Wes Warshak. But first, manager Coach Smith going to have a word with the... Oh, no, he's just heading to his third base spot. Looked like he was heading towards the umpire, but... He's jogging it up here at the haste of the crowd. He'll get over into his coach's box over there at third base. And up steps Wes Warshak. So Warshak up to lead things off with Owen Burke on deck. And Warshak will show bunt. And first one will be up top 1-0. Breaking ball stays upstairs for Fitzgerald. On the 1-0, a bunt attempt going to go behind and to the left for Warshak. Makes it 1-1, fouls this one off. Just not in front of the plate on that one, so Warshak going to look to clean up the fundamentals here and lay down a bunt. Try to give Washington County a runner to get some insurance runs up 2-1. And that one on a pitch knee-high inside will be a swing and miss from Warshak on a nice pitch from Fitzgerald there. Fastball beautifully placed. 1-2 count for Warshak. This one will be outside 2-2. Warshak good eye to let that one go by. Stays disciplined and evens up the count. And with that, here comes the 2-2, and this one will be fouled left side, and that'll keep him alive in this one. Warshak will step off, take a couple practice swings, take a deep breath, and get back into this at-bat. 2-2 count. Battle here between Warshak and Fitzgerald, and this one up high and inside will fill up the count. Warshak doing a good job with his eyes telling what is a strike and what is not. Looks that one in. Fills up the count. Here's a 3-2. That one down low will give Warshak a walk. Fought well in that at-bat, and he's rewarded with first base. He gets a leadoff walk, and up comes Owen Burke, number 24 for Washington County. But first, they'll have to clear Warshak's gear and bat. And now the umpire is ready to go. And the umpire and the cheerleaders giving plenty of love to Owen Burke. As they spell H-I-T, they want a hit from the young man. And the first pitch will be knee-high outside from Fitzgerald as he is very, very adept at finding that outside corner. 0-1. Warshak's got himself a nice lead over there on first base. And this is going to be foul right side. 0-2 to Burke here quickly. He falls behind here, but you just saw Warshak fight back in that bat. No reason Burke can't do the same. Two runners to lead things off would be huge for Washington County. And there we go. He's good eye on that one as he looks that one off on a pitch outside. 1-2. As the crowd comes to the silence here, Owen Burke not able to get a load of that one. And a nice breaking ball by Fitzgerald gets Owen Burke to go down swinging. And he'll head to the dugout with a strikeout. And up comes Joe Sawyer. And that one being Fitzgerald's eighth strikeout of the day. Here comes Joe Sawyer, who got on base last time out with a walk. And going to steal is Warshak. The throw in time, but able to avoid the tag with a nice slide there by Warshak. Slides over to his right, avoids the tag, and gets onto the base with his left hand. Nifty, nifty running there by Warshak. And that'll be his second stolen base of the game for Washington County. And this one, up high pitch from Joe Sawyer, chases that one a little bit and gets a swing and miss for it. 0-1. Now Warshak now in scoring position. That was an impressive stolen base from the young man. And this one going to be fouled off by Joe Sawyer again on a high pitch. 0-2. And that'll draw some encouragement from the crowd. Tell them to stay in this one. He's going to choke up on the bat here. Shorten up that swing. Try to get himself a hit. So on the 0-2, here's a pitch from Fitzgerald and a check swing, but that one catches that knee-high outside corner. So that's a three-pitch strikeout for Fitzgerald, giving him his ninth of the day. And two outs now on the board after a leadoff single for Washington County. And here comes number one, Augustine Colanter. And this one he's going to hit on a hard ground ball down the third baseline, and the throw will be in time to first. And that's going to retire this Washington County side as they leave one runner stranded in Warshak after he stole second. And that's going to keep this a 2-1 ball game in favor of Washington County as we go to the top of the sixth inning. After a word from our sponsors.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, getting back out here. It's time for the top of the sixth inning. Still a close ball game and a nail biter here. Washington County 2 runs to Columbus's 1 run. It's just a 1-run lead here for Washington County. Not able to secure any insurance runs in the fifth. They leave a runner on, but they're well ahead in that category as they have only left 2 runners on all game compared to Columbus, who has left 8 runners on base so far. 6 of those coming in 2 bases loaded situations. first of those, it was Mac Eilert getting out of it with a nice strikeout after getting two quick outs early. And then it was Osmussen. He came in relief of Hudson Frank after getting the bases loaded and got two quick strikeouts of his own to get out of that one. And Osmussen will stay out there here. And to lead things off here against Hill, that's Caden Hill for Columbus. He puts the first pitch low for a ball, 1-0. Next one, a swing and a miss. 1-1, even up the count after Osmussen put a nice breaking ball in there to get Hill to swing and miss. And a nice breaking ball there, knee high on that outside corner. Makes it a 1-2 count for Osmussen. Grant Osmussen has shown plenty of control with some nice pitches here today. Already up to four strikeouts, and this one will go outside and make it to put two balls on the board. Here comes the next pitch, and this one's going to be ripped left side, able to be played in left field as that's too much air under it, and that's one down here for Washington County defensively. So two outs away from a victory is Washington County. Here at the top of the sixth, up comes Slade Cheka. But Columbus is at the top of their order. And there we go. Osmussen keeps the strikes a-coming. Knee-high outside corner this time, 0-1. He has been painting that outside corner all day. This one on a breaking ball goes too far outside, 1-1. And with the 1-1, this one down low inside, 2-1. You tell Washington County, the crowd getting a little bit more lively here as they know every single strike and every single out puts them closer to a victory here, leading by one run. And this one, umpire says up high, but Washington County crowd is going to be vocal in their disagreement of that one. So 3-1 count. This one popped up by Cheka. Too far right side. Full count coming up. Full count on second batter here, needing two outs to get out of this ballgame. Here comes the pitch from Osmussen. He's going to get a swing and a miss from Cheka on a pitch up in the strike zone. Beautiful stuff there from Osmussen to get the second out, and now Washington County one out away. And stepping into the batter's box for Columbus needing a run is Hudson Muir. And on the other end, Osmussen looking for a final strikeout here. Puts a breaking ball upstairs, 1-0. Osmussen with his fifth and sixth strikeout, or fifth strikeout in this inning. And this one down low again is going to make it a 2-0 count to Muir here. Osmussen, no stranger to get to fighting back in that bats here. 2-0, and oh, this one up and away. That was actually, the last one was ball three. This is ball four. So four pitches, four balls for Osmussen. He's going to put a runner on, and now Columbus has the tying run on first. So Slate. So Hudson Muir is going to head over to first base. And up comes Brazos Blunt, left-handed batter for Columbus. Austin Smith will head over to the mound to have a quick chat with his pitcher, Osmussen. But no worries here as the Washington County crowd is confident in this young man to get the job done and so is Coach Smith. So here we go. First pitch from Osmussen, high and away. 1-0 to Blunt. And that's going to make it a fifth ball in a row for Osmussen. He's going to be looking to find his strike zone again. First, a pickoff attempt at first. That is unsuccessful. We'll get back to the 1-0 count here. Five balls in a row for Osmussen. He's looking for a strike. Finally likes what the catcher shows him and then puts a breaking ball beautifully on that upper outside corner. Back on track is Osmussen, 1-1. Shakes off what the catcher gives him, then likes the next one and puts this one in the strike zone, which is fouled off by Blunt, left side. 1-2 count. Osmussen one strike away from a victory here. Tying run is on first. Comes pitch from Osmussen. That one's going to be too far inside, and that's going to send the runner to second. So now the tying run is in scoring position at second base. 2-2 count to Blunt. So can Osmussen come up big here for Washington County, or will it be Brazos Blunt coming up a hero for Columbus? This one, a breaking ball, stays outside, fills up the count to Columbus's Blunt. So with a full count and the tying run on second base. Interesting situation here, and that one will be down low, just an inch above the dirt. And that now puts runners on first and second. The leading run on first base here. And up comes Aiden Luna. Two-out situation, and out comes Coach Smith to have a chat with Osmussen. You got to think with the way that he came up clutch in that bases loaded situation, he's going to leave him on the mound here, but get confirmation here in a second. And it's just a private conversation between Coach Smith and Osmussen on the mound. Nobody else will join them, as he knows that his guy just needs one strikeout, which he's got plenty of so far since coming in relief. He's got five strikeouts already, just needs one more for a half dozen and a victory. And that chat, after that chat is over, Coach Smith heading back to the dugout. And this will ignite this Washington County crowd as they will try to give Osmussen the energy he needs to get this final strikeout or this final out. Runners on first and second for Columbus, two outs. This one upstairs from Osmussen. 1-0 to Aiden Luna. With the 1-0, this one knee-high outside corner, says the umpire, beautifully catching that corner, is Osmussen to even up the count at 1. 1-1 count. And this one popped up right side. Will it stay in play? Yes, it will. Making the grab is number 34, Will Hefferly, just in front of the Washington County dugout. And that should be the ball game. 2-1 in favor of Washington County. And we'll be back with some post game after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, so just a correction here. After the majors, it goes up to 7-inning ball games, so I apologize for that. It's not a win for Washington County just yet. They'll still need to get through an inning and a half with this. Or really, they need to get some insurance runs here and then a half inning after that to get it through this ball game, because it's actually a 7-inning ball game once you get to junior baseball in the Little League All-Star tournaments. So up to bat is Cash Roberts to lead things off for Washington County. Up one run here, 2-1. And staying out there is Greg Fitzgerald for Columbus. And the first one will be low and away. It gets past the catcher, 1-0. And we'll wait as the umpire retreats to grab the ball that got away there. And next one will be too low to make it 2-0. And as we wait for the next pitch, a quick score update. The Washington County minor baseball team beat LaGrange 11-1 earlier. And on the next pitch, we will get the first strike for Fitzgerald in this inning. And this one, again, a pitch well away from the catcher. Puts another ball on the board. And we'll wait as the umpire collects the balls. Make sure he has one in his pocket ready to go. And here we go again. And this one fouled back by Cash Roberts. Almost caught it cleanly there for a base hit. Keep this ball game going here. And this one outside is going to give a fourth ball and a walk to Cash Roberts. So a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the sixth inning for Washington County. And up steps Kyle Mark. First pitch to Kyle Mark is going to be a strike up in the strike zone, 0-1. Crowd in complete disagreement with that one over on the Washington County side, but of course Columbus will take it, and this one will be fouled right side, so 0-2 to Kyle Mark here. No outs, though. Let's see what signal coach gives him. The 0-2, Fitzgerald will look over to first, but turn his focus to the batter, wind up, and that's going to be a three-pitch strikeout to Kyle Mark. Fitzgerald gets another strikeout on the day. That's going to be his, put him in double digits at 10. So that also puts an out on the board here in the bottom of the six. Washington County leading by one run. Will go back to the top of the order. Here comes Grant Osmussen. One runner on and only one out. Plenty of space to get themselves some insurance runs. This one a fastball up and inside. Osmussen has to duck out of the way of that one. 1-0 here. And Greg Fitzgerald trying to continue his good day going. A bit of a pitcher's duel here. 2-1 with Fitzgerald. 10 strikeouts. And he puts strike there, 1-1, as he puts it in the top part of the strike zone. Gets Osmussen to swing and miss there. With the 1-1, here comes the pitch. and this one outside. It's going to make 2-1 Osmussen. Good eye there. And Fitzgerald just losing a little bit of the control here. Trying to find the strike zone. He's going to do just that on the very next pitch. Just to prove me wrong there. That makes it a 2-2 count there as Osmussen swings and misses on that one. And a swing and miss on a high pitch by Osmussen is going to give him a strikeout. Fitzgerald puts Fitzgerald at over 10 at 11. And now two outs on the board for Washington County offensively. Only one runner on at first. That's... And up comes number 34, Will Hefferly. But we're going to have a conversation here. I think Coach is going to take out Greg Fitzgerald here, but not sure of that one, as he's had a strong outing here and just got a strikeout, and he's kind of putting his arms to the side, like not understanding why he's getting taken out of the ball game here. And I can understand that sentiment, but you know, Coach knows his players. I'm sure he has his reasons for it. So with two outs, it'll be a pitching change here for Columbus, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's the time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
All right, back to the ball game. Now it is the final frame. It's seventh inning, or getting ready to finish the sixth inning here. Washington County looking to add some insurance runs before that happens, though. They got a runner on first, but now with two outs. Out comes a pitching change for Columbus as Will Hefferly comes out to bat. And the pitching change for Columbus is going to be number 21 coming in for Greg Fitzgerald. And that's going to be Kellen Berger. So he'll get some warm-ups in first. Umpire will dust off the home plate. Make sure he gets a good look at the strike zone. And we will continue here in the bottom of the sixth. Washington County holding on to a narrow one-run lead here. It's still anybody's ball game. And Hefferly can come up huge here for his team. But first pitch by Berger is going to be right in there over the plate for a strike, 0-1. And he'll foul the next one off. Off the roof of the stands. 0-2. Quickly here, Hefferly has fallen behind in the count. Only one out to work with to add some insurance runs. He'll be looking to fight back and give his team a little bit more wiggle room. A runner of the runner on would be huge here, but he's going to pop this one left side, but not far out enough, as making the grab for Columbus is going to be number 12, Lane Foster. So nice play made in left field to retire the side. Keeps us a one-run ball game with Washington County leading 2-1 as we head to the top of the seventh after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal.
Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
As we get Reardon ready for the top of the seventh inning, Washington County now needs three outs defensively to get out of this ballgame with a one-run victory, currently leading 2-1 on Columbus. And up to bat is a very dangerous hitter for Columbus, who actually is the one who scored the only run for Columbus here. He'll be looking to repeat that to tie the ballgame up. It's Cash Wilbert. And the fashion in which he scored his first one was he got on base with a nice single, then stole second, stole third, and was driven in by an RBI. Left-handed batter here, and staying on the mound is Grant Osmussen. He's had a solid inning, a solid game so far. He's got five strikeouts on the day in his limited time. And this one down low. Going to make it 1-0 here to Cash Wilbert. Next one popped up. Left side, foul territory. Going to go out of play. Dangerously close to some fans there that looked like weren't paying attention, but it falls harmlessly in between them. That'll make it 1-1 to Wilbert. And on the 1-1, here comes Osmussen with the third pitch, and this one popped up into shallow left field. Making the play is Hudson Frank coming up from falling back from his shortstop position, and he gets the first out of the inning, and now two outs away from a victory is Washington County. Nice grab there on the pop-up with the sun in his eyes. Hudson Frank comes up big for his pitcher. Up next is Greg Fitzgerald, who was the pitcher for Columbus before getting pulled at the end of that last of that sixth inning. First one will be up high 1-0. Pitcher's battle, I guess we could still call it here for Osmussen. And a swing and miss there by Fitzgerald. Swinging hard but missing big. 1-1. And this one low and away. Osmussen trying to get Fitzgerald to chase one there as it was pretty close to that outside corner. So 2-1 count to Fitzgerald. Here's a 2-1, and Fitzgerald's going to rip this one right down the middle, and able to make the grab is Hudson Frank. And Hudson Frank gets another out as he flips it over to Will Epperly at first. Two up, two down for Washington County defensively. And Columbus down to their final out to try to get a run and tie things up. But Washington County just needs one more out to get out of this ball game with a victory. And now the crowd will join the cheerleaders here. And first pitch knee-high outside, 0-1 to Foster. Next one, 0-2, swing and miss by Foster. One strike away is Washington County here. Here's the 0-2. Osmussen loads up, and too high for the umpire, but the Washington County crowd thought they had one there. Here it is, and this one outside, going to be too far out there from Osmussen, evens up the count at two. Here's a 2-2 swing by Foster. That one's going to be fair right side. That'll be a base hit for Lane Foster, keeping this Columbus team alive, and now puts the tying run on first base. So Lane Foster there showing off the power in his bat. Gets a two-out single there and brings up Charlie Barton. But still, Washington County just one out away from a victory. A rare sight there as Columbus gets a hit off of Osmussen. And up comes Coach Smith to have a quick conversation with Osmussen. Let's see. It looks like he's going to make a pitching change here. It's going to be Osmussen off the mound, and on comes Will Hefferly. And no switch for Osmussen. Looks like he'll just head to the dugout. But a solid performance there. That'll do it for his night, though, with five strikeouts. All right, we'll get a pitching change here, so we'll take a quick break to let him get his warm-up pitches, and we'll confirm exactly what the pitch is, but I believe it is Hefferly in for Osmussen, and we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
All right, as we get ready, it's the top of the seventh inning. Washington County leading by one run, 2-1, and they just made a pitching change. They take off the righty Osmussen and put in the lefty Will Hefferly. So he is getting warmed up here, getting some practice pitches in, and all he needs, Osmussen did leave him in a good position, only a runner on first and two outs on the board. One out does it for this ballgame. Washington County crowd will remind him that he just needs one out, and that they believe in him and are here to support him. We got cheerleaders in the crowd, friends, family, and parents. It's a loaded Washington County crowd that came all the way to Schulenburg to support these young men, and they're one out away from getting a victory for their troubles. And of course, they'd come out either way, but it always makes it a little sweeter when you can get a victory on these long road trips. About an hour away from Brenham here. And we're done with the warm-ups. Here, Will Hefferly is going to throw his first pitch. First look to first base and throws the first pitch in there, leaves it upstairs, 1-0. Here comes pitch number two from the lefty, and this one popped up. If they can catch this, that's the ball game. This one's going to go just out of play, right over the fence to the crowd. And that'll put the first strike on the board for Hefferly. Plenty of tension here in the crowd, but Washington County making themselves heard here in the stands. They seem to have recruited a team of cheerleaders for this ball game, and they are doing their job well. Plenty of noise coming in, but we'll get some silence here as we get ready for the pitch. And a swing and miss there by Charlie Barton. two strikes on the board. Washington County, one strike away from a ball game. And I'll tell you, the body language from Barton says that he says that Hefferly might get it as Barton hangs his head after that pitch. Chased one upstairs, and that's probably why he was hanging his head about that one. Comes the pitch from Hefferly, too far down. It's a ball, two strikes. He just needs one more strike to get out of this ballgame and give his team the victory. Top of the seventh, up one run, two outs on the board. Here's the pitch from Hefferly with two strikes. And that one going to be a hard chopper. Hefferly picks it up, swings it to first. That's the ball game, and the Washington County crowd erupts as they start this Little League All-Star Junior baseball season with a victory over Columbus, but a hard-fought victory over Columbus, and Columbus did not make it easy. 2-1 in a pitcher's duel, and we'll be back for some post-game. That's the ball game. Washington County wins.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, and that does it for the ball game here in Schulenburg. It was Washington County coming out victorious over Columbus in the first game of the Little League All-Star Junior Baseball Tournament. And right now, it is all smiles over on the Washington County side, because I'll tell you what, Columbus definitely made this Washington County young boys team really earn it. It was a close ball game, only a score of 2-1, a one-run victory for Washington County, and in a game where the defense had to perform. They forced Columbus to leave the bases loaded twice, leading a total of eight runners on base did Washington County. So that just goes to show the good pitching, good defense by this team. And I apologize, there's actually nine runners as they left one on there in that seventh inning. So nine runners left on base by Columbus. That was forced by the defense. And a pitcher's duel, Fitzgerald for Columbus, goes 5 2/3 inning, while it was a four pitcher effort for Washington County. And Fitzgerald did very well, getting 11 strikeouts. But unfortunately, his bat's not able to make it happen on the other end of the ball. And for Washington County, offensively doing just enough, they win by one run. So that does it for this ball game. It's Washington County getting their first victory in their first game of the Little League All-Star Junior Baseball season. Congratulations to WC, and congratulations to these fans, boys, and all the supporters that came out today. We even had cheerleaders out here, so it was a great environment and truly a good experience for these young men. Of course, on both sides, that's what's always most important, is getting a good experience and learning what the beautiful game of baseball has to offer as they get work on their fundamentals and work on their careers, their young careers, as they head into their teens here. And That's exactly what it was today for Washington County, a hard-fought victory that showed them the importance of playing good defense. Again, they leave the bases loaded for Columbus twice. You can only do that with great defense. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to all the supporters. Plenty of smiles on the Washington County side, and plenty of smiles on the Columbus side, too. Nothing to hang their heads on, as that was a very, very hard-fought game. But, of course, for Washington County, always a little easier to smile when you get the victory. But that's the ball game. Washington County, one-run victory, 2-1 over Columbus. My name's Javi Jr., signing off, and I'll catch you next time.
This broadcast was brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morellas Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Final score, Washington County 2, Columbus 1. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.